we're learning, we're trying to stretch while we wait for someone in Oregon to talk to us about why they have a bill in their parliament that's going to take aim at sportswear manufacturers that use leather from kangaroos to make their products. In the meantime, we've discovered that the state motto of Oregon is Alles Volat Propus. We don't know what that means. And that the natural animal for Oregon is the beaver.
Nice beaver.
Well, that was handy.
So we're just waiting. Because Scott Beckstead is the Director of Campaigns for the Centre for Humane Economy and Animal Wellness Action. He speaks to us now. Scott, good morning, Melbourne time.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, tell us about the motivation for this bill that would ban the sale of kangaroo parts, because in our country, and which they're a natural emblem, they are considered a pest. We've got about 11 million of them.
Oh, 43 million.
43 million of them.
43 million of them.
Well, let's start with the inquiry that was done, the parliamentary inquiry that was done in New South Wales where the inquiry revealed that there were serious problems with the modeling that the government was using to estimate the kangaroo population. So I would start there, not to mention, you know, that same inquiry revealed horrendous animal welfare problems, especially with the treatment of the joeys. You know, we estimate that between 500,000 and 800,000 joeys are killed as part of the killing of these kangaroos, and of course they're just discarded as collateral waste. So, you know, this bill, Senate Bill 764 in Oregon, does not tell Australia what it can and cannot do with its kangaroos. It simply says that if these shoe companies are driving the largest mass slaughter, commercialized mass slaughter of native wildlife in the world, Oregon wants no part of it. We have a strong tradition in this state of protecting wildlife. In 2016, Oregon voters by broad margins passed a measure that banned the trafficking in the parts and products of other iconic wildlife. And this is just sort of an extension of that history and tradition.
And so would the ban result in footwear or other goods that are use those leathers not being sold in Oregon?
That's correct. And remember that Oregon is Nike's home state.
Yeah.
So Nike is right here in Oregon, and we have tried everything to try and just have a conversation with Nike. We have... You know, I don't know what else we possibly could have done to at least get them to just sit down and have a conversation with us. They have ignored us. And we know how Oregonians feel about protecting wildlife. And so that's why we brought this bill.
What if we could satisfy you that the kangaroos were killed humanely? Would that be all right?
I don't think you can. It's possible to kill a little joey humanely by bashing its head against the bumper of your truck. I don't think that going out at nighttime, sorry, large vehicle just drove past. I don't think it's possible to go out in the dead of night and spotlight these animals and shoot them and expect that it's going to be humane. We expect that there are large numbers of kangaroos that are not counted in the kill, because they're mortally wounded and wander off to die alone. So I, at least as it stands now, no. The answer to your question is no. We do not believe it can be done humanely.
And Scott, is hunting legal?
Yes.
Okay. And have you brought a bill into the Oregon Parliament to make hunting illegal?
No. But we don't. But there's an important difference.
Yeah.
We have a tradition in the United States of not allowing for the commercialized mass slaughter of wild species. In the early part of the last century, Congress passed what's called the Lacey Act, which specifically prohibited the kind of commercialized slaughter that led to the extinction of our passenger pigeon.
Good on you, Scott. Scott Beckstead. most of the kangaroos that I've seen have been killed by the front bumper bar of a Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy... We actually eat kangaroo. Some people do.
Yes.
Right. And farmers say, if you've seen the inside of a kangaroo's guts, you wouldn't be eating kangaroo. But anyway. Flinders Island, right? Should go to Flinders Island sometime and see how many kangaroos they got on Flinders Island.
I'm wondering what percentage of Nike's product is kangaroo.
Yeah, well, we did discover earlier this morning that the bloke who rode Farlap in America used a kangaroo saddle. listener Ted has just told us that Slug Jordan's keeper's gloves were made from kangaroo.
Of course they were.
Out of 7:30 this morning, given that Mary Poppins is on a tram somewhere in Melbourne this morning, and you know, unlikely the event she ever gets out of bed...